Yeah, they should just direct the sewer, the way the stormwater flows right into the sewer. Kind of get range, whatever they call it. It's not built to handle that kind of water coming, so it just pours straight out of the backyard now.
Hey, we're rolling.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the November 4th meeting of Oroville City Council. Call this meeting to order. This evening will be led in prayer by Pastor Brad. Would you please stand with me?
Father, we thank you for tonight. We're in a season of Thanksgiving. I just want to say thank you for these city leaders, the city that we love and enjoy. And Lord, we're blessed to have such leaders as this that gather tonight. And I pray, Lord, your blessing upon them. Thank you, Lord, that on behalf of them, I can call upon your wisdom and ask, Lord, that your spirit of unity would be here as well. Thank you, Lord, for this evening. May you guide and receive all the glory for it. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Shields.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Asparis Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asparis Sr.
Here.
Horkman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our October 21st meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir.
I move they're adopted as submitted.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Larson.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis Jr.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Asparis Sr.
Yes.
Horkman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shoup.
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Corbin.
For public comment, Mr. President, I'd like to make motion that Burl Beckett be permitted to speak for 3 minutes on an issue concerning the city of Oroville.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Asparis.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Workman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Beckett, if you want to come up to the podium.
If you would state your name and spell it for our clerk, please.
My name is Burl, B-E-R-Y-L, Beckett, B-E-C-K-E-T-T.
Thank you.
And I'd like to thank you for giving me a chance to speak, even though I didn't know the rules that I had to put it in advance. My concern is the citywide yard sale, which kind of didn't happen this year, and I know in the past it's been a Chamber of Commerce thing. However, I've been informed by the Chamber of Commerce that they have nothing to do with the residents. They are simply business now. And my concern is that the city of Oroville is losing money if they don't continue this yard sale, because not only do people come in by the van loads, the car loads, the truck loads, and do the yard sales, they also come in, they buy gas, they eat at the restaurants, they shop at the stores, and many of the stores have even done special programs and advertisements in the past. I had several people inquire when they came to my sale about, is the Rubbermaid truck in town? I don't know. There was no advertising this year. Well, it wasn't because the city of Oroville wasn't doing yard sale this year, according to what I've heard. I've had people say, well, we did come this week because that's the date it usually is. And there were a lot of people in town, but not near the amount of people that there normally are, especially on Saturday. As a yard sale participant, I sell my things from $0.25 to $5. It cost me about $200 because all day Saturday morning I had 4 people instead of the van loads I usually get. other people that had yard sales, and they said, where are all the customers? Where was the advertising? So just wanted to bring it to the council's attention that a potential for Orville to make some money is going to slip through the cracks if somebody doesn't take it over. And whether it means getting more of us involved that are the citizens or how it gets done, but something really needs to be done before it disappears completely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll move now to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Espiros.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is that time of year. We have budget, number appropriations, and final appropriations, so I'd like to just cover the 2020 temporary appropriations calendar, which is upon us here. So at the next regular council meeting, we will be handed out our workbooks to council with these temporary appropriations for 2020, which does authorize the city to spend according to the budget that council did approve a few months back. And I believe Ms. Strimlin will, she's not here this evening, but if there's any changes, we'll know about that, which I think there are just some minor changes, if any. First reading will also be at the next regular council meeting Monday night. This is the 2020 temporary appropriations. And then second reading will be at the December 2nd regular council meeting. And then if all is well, the third and final reading will be at the last regular scheduled council meeting of the year on December 16th. I'm okay with this calendar as the finance chair, and I would ask for a motion to accept this 2020 temporary appropriations calendar.
I move to accept the calendar.
Thank you.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spear Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's all I have this evening, Mr. President.
Thanks. We'll move to utilities. Mr. Corkman.
Thank you, Mr. President. We went through the high winds last week with per email, and the rest of us that ever had tried to drive that road that day. One tree went down out of town. We got that taken care of, but the city itself fared well. More detail, Mr. Redinger had a good description of that. And that we had, we're doing okay. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Espiros.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and safety has not met, and I have no report for tonight.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report.
Transportation, Mr. Shue.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation has no report this evening.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Lorson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, and I have no report tonight.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple items tonight. One for council's approval. I have a list here of some of our committee appointments that need to be updated or changed according to whichever ones they are. I will read these ones that need council approval, and then if it's your desire, you can approve them all at once or you can do them separately. That's up to you. There's four different ones. For the Public Utility Board, Mr. Vance will be leaving that after the first of the year or when the election is over here to come to council. Mr. Corkman, who has been attending Utility Board meetings for years, and so he's very up to date on what's going on with utilities, asked if he could be on that since he will not be on council, and that made sense to us. So that would be one recommendation. Another one for the Board of Zoning Appeals. These are two renews. Lori Bazanson and Dale Goff both wish to continue on there. The Street Tree Commission, Gene Cooley, is also up for renewal and wishes to continue. and the Design Review Board, Darren Johnson and Todd Wallace, both up for renew, and both have decided that they would be willing to still do that. So those are the ones that need council's approval. Again, if you want to do those as a group, that's fine. Separately, that's fine, whichever.
I think as a group would probably work best for us. Does council agree?
Agreed.
Okay.
Mr. President, permission to abstain on the vote.
Permission. I understand. Yes. Thank you. Yes, sir.
I'll make that a motion for those seats.
Thank you.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Ms. Bear Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Abstain.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Bear Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
All right, thank you, Council. I also have a couple of others that are not required of Council's approval, but as always, I'd like to let you know any changes that we have. The Nuisance Abatement Committee, Mr. Corkman has served on that. That group has not met very often, but we do have to have that group in case we do have that need. So either Council President now or future, you guys can decide whether you want to appoint one of our council members before the year's over or soon after the first of the year. The only thing is, if we wait too long, Karen Flinner does our directory of public officials, and so, you know, she gets those names together and shortly after the beginning of the year, so that book is ready. So it'd be nice to have everybody updated in there. So that's one that you and Paul can get together on for that.
I'll talk to Mr. Vance this evening when our meeting's over, and we'll let you know.
Okay. Civil Service Commission, Carol Plus has been on there for a number of years and wished to be reappointed, and talked to Phil McBaron, and he said she does a very nice job on that committee, so that's one that will be reappointed. And lastly, just wanted to express my not concerned, I guess. Just to let you know, I'll be absent the November 18th meeting, that's all. I don't know where I was going with that one, but I will not be here. So, just to let you know.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome.
Well, I'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The citywide leaf pickup began today. They do plan to be on the south end, which Market is always our middle, so the south end of Market. They do plan to be there from today through November 15th, which is the end of next week. Then move to the north end of Market, or the north side of Market, beginning November 18th through November 27th. And then do a final pass from December 2nd through December 13th for both the north and the south ends. Central Allied continues to do the concrete work on High Street. They're working on the ADA ramps, and they're also scheduled to pour the rest of Crown Hill and High intersection, so that should be done this week. All we need is a few decent days, and I do mean decent, just to do the mill and do the intermediate. So we're still optimistic to get that done this year. We just need Mother Nature to cooperate. Looking at the forecast, extended forecast, it does look like it will break for us a little bit at the end of next week, which should open a window for us. So keep your fingers crossed that that continues. Heartland Trail Phase 3, which is the in-town portion. Smith Paving is working behind Portico Plaza, as well as on the retaining wall along North Main. You may notice one lane closed. That is so they can install that retaining wall. They do expect that to take about a week. And overall, they think they'll be out of the city within the next couple weeks. So they're moving fairly quickly on that project. Also, Barbicus is going to be back in town. They're going to do some berm work for us on the east edge of North Crown Hill. So that there's no eroding of the new asphalt. That's just something we asked them to come back in and do for us. So that's my report for tonight.
Thank you.
Question, Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wheeler, on the High Street project, now that the section of the intersection on Crown Hill is cured enough, I believe, on the eastern half, are we going to be able to start milling on the High Street because that's finished, or do we have to wait to the curbs and the access ramps are all done before we'll start to mill and take care of that section?
Yeah, there's a couple things there. First is, yes, we want to have the 8A ramps done first so they can mill adjacent to those. Also, we don't expose the base for a long period of time, not knowing when we're going to do the asphalt. So the plan is with the forecast scheduled to break, is to mill a few days before that, and then they'll be able to just go right into the intermediate so that the base isn't exposed for a long period of time in the weather condition, so to speak. So we technically could mill the end of this week, but we're going to wait till next week.
Okay.
That way it's not exposed to some snow and some rain that's supposed to come here. So what you should see, ideally, again, Mother Nature is kind of going to dictate this to us, is you should see us out milling. They think they'll mill 2 to 3 days. As soon as they're done milling, they'll be able to begin the intermediate. So that's the plan of attack.
Are you going to have the ADA ramps done before they mill?
The ADA ramps are scheduled to be done to be poured tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. That's just easier for them to do if they're poured ahead of time rather than...
Get all the concrete work and get out of the way is basically the idea behind it. Yeah, that way they're not coming back in either and you know, affecting anything.
Okay, you think they're going to get here on their schedule?
Yes, I do now.
Okay.
I'm cautiously optimistic. If the weather cooperates, the project should get done.
Yeah.
And I'm based on what we're seeing on the forecast, I still have my fingers crossed.
All right, thank you.
Your toes crossed.
Toes too,
Mr. Wheeler. Are there any special provisions for de-icing the new concrete over this winter? I mean, typically you wouldn't spread rock salt on brand new concrete for fear that it would pit it.
Sure. I don't know what John has in mind. We haven't discussed that quite yet, but
okay.
I will definitely get with him and pass that on to you guys for sure. Yep. Yes, sir, Mr. Yes,
quick question. So then the road closure would not be reopened until next week?
Actually, yeah. If they're able to pour it, then we'll just have to wait for it to cure. So I would say by the beginning of next week, we should be back open both ways on Crown Hill.
Okay.
Yep. Mr. Parkman.
I hesitate to ask. When you say intermediate, does that mean there's still a top coat on top of that?
Yeah, the plan is to get it all done, but intermediate obviously is the first part of it.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyone else?
Okay, I'll ask a stupid question.
No, it wasn't stupid at all. Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler.
Well, I'll move to our utilities director, Mr. Redigan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have one comment tonight. Looking forward to 2020. Our National Association, American Public Power Association, will again be hosting communities interested in meeting with our federal legislators. That legislative rally is scheduled for February 24th through the 26th. That's a Monday through a Wednesday. If any council member has any interest in attending that, let our office know as soon as possible. The hotel where that conference is usually held at fills up very quickly. We can make travel arrangements anytime after that. But if you have some interest in that or want a placeholder there, think about a little bit there. Just let our office know as soon as possible. We'll be making some of those reservations. And that's all I have tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Our finance director, Ms. Dremlin, is excused this evening, so we'll move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. For my report this evening, I would like to make sure that we all offer well wishes to the Oroville football team. They're going to be playing a tough game this Saturday evening, and hopefully they continue down the road. That's all I have for tonight. We have no old business for this evening, so we'll move to new business. Mr. Orson.
Resolution 4319. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Parkman?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Resolution 4319, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a purchase order with orders without bidding for the purchase of the following materials and services to meet the requirements of the City of Oroville, Ohio for calendar year 2020 as follows. Purchase of gasoline and diesel fuel, purchase of medium curing asphalt, asphaltic concrete and asphaltic emulsions, concrete, liquid insecticide for mosquito control, services, supplies, and machinery needed to chip and seal roadways, alleys, and or city-owned parking lots and driveways, services, supplies, and machinery for street traffic painting and crack sealing services, general miscellaneous engineering and architectural services, police professional liability insurance, and public officials liability insurance, with riders for employment practices liability, extended employment practices liability.
Well, that's a mouthful. Mr. Wheeler, do you have anything on this?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just that this is an annual resolution we do every year. The list has remained the same during that time as well. Just routine items that we do purchase throughout the year. Be glad to answer any questions you might have.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second. Mr. Shute.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Korthman?
Yes. I move resolution 4319 to be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Korthman.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Korthman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes. Resolution 4419. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Korthman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Resolution 4419. A resolution authorizing the City of Oroville to sell by internet auction or otherwise dispose of unclaimed or forfeited property held by the police department in the year 2020.
Yes, sir. This is another annual
thank
one.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, sir. Another annual one. We have a few of those on the agenda tonight. This does allow us to dispose of any unclaimed property that the police department may have. Believe it or not, the one that we most likely are to run into are the bicycles. We always have a handful of bicycles every year that no one claims and that end up going out for auction. So,
any comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Korthman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yep.
Wilson?
Yes.
I move resolution 4419 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Shoup.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Korthman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes. Resolution 4519. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Shue.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Korthman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes. Resolution 4519, a resolution authorizing the City of Oroville to sell by internet auction or otherwise dispose of municipal personal property in the year 2020.
All right. This one, Mr. Wheeler, is very similar to the preceding one.
Yes, sir, very similar. It does allow city property to go up for auction. Sometimes it'll be old phones or desks, chairs, things of that nature. If we haven't traded in a vehicle, then on occasion we do have a vehicle on there, but it's pretty rare. We don't trade them in these days, so just another annual ordinance that, or another annual resolution that allows us to disperse of surplus equipment.
Okay. Comments on this one? Yes, sir.
Yeah, just a quick question. Can you remind us who administers this? Is it within the city, or do we
Karen Flinner track
it? Okay.
Yeah, if you see a pile of stuff laying on the desk next to Karen, it's most likely there for an eBay auction. Yep.
Okay.
And she does a great job for us.
Thanks.
Anyone else?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Chu.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
I move Resolution 4519 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Resolution 4619. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Resolution 4619. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract and or contracts with other political subdivisions to provide police, fire, and or EMS services and to receive dispatching services from said political subdivisions for the calendar year 2020.
Okay, Mr. Wheeler, how are we on this one?
Just another annual resolution that we do. It allows us to enter into contracts with our neighboring townships for us to kind of provide some overlapping EMS and fire services where needed. This resolution also in the last, I guess, 3 or 4 years also just allows us to continue our war call relationship as well as partners with City of Ashland and City of Worcester. This year particularly, all the township contracts are back up for renewal. I don't expect any tremendous changes to those at all. They've been fairly routine for a number of years. Bachman's we did change last year, going from the East Wayne Fire District to back to Bachman at their request, of course. And that I expect to continue this year as well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can you make a comment, Mr. Wheeler, on the whole Board of Cogs, our contract with them? Pricing, our service pricing stays the same, and I know there's been some instability in membership. Where's the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Looking into 2020, I don't have the numbers yet. They're still working on their budget for 2020. Our cost was around $400,000 to do our own dispatch. Initially, it was about $150,000 to $160,000. It was $190,000 this past year. I expect it to be in the low twos this year, so we're still saving significantly. Also, I'd be remiss, and the Chiefs will definitely attest to this, the service outstanding. They're very pleased with the quality of service, very pleased with the level of training and all those kind of things for the dispatchers. So from that standpoint, we couldn't be happier. Definitely rumblings that City of Ashland is looking to rejoin their local sheriff's department, kind of a commitment of theirs to try to make that work if they can, understandably. So so there is the possibility that Ashland will leave. In the meantime, you know, the City of Worcester and City of Oroville have looked at the numbers, and it still does make financial sense for us to stay together in a partnership. Obviously, the savings won't be as big as they are now, but there still will be savings. One of the things, and you may not remember this, if you do, one of the driving factors as well, and Dino can attest to this, is there's some new legislation that was coming down when we were looking into the merger. And the new legislation was going to require us to double our staffing. So the $400,000 was that existing staffing. It very well could have been at $700,000 or $800,000 at that time. So that was one of the driving forces as well, besides all the other factors involved in that decision at the time. But definitely, you know, I as an administrator look at it financially, of course, but there was much bigger driving factors behind it than just the dollar save. The dollar save in many ways was just kind of icing on the cake, if you will. So the relationship, we believe, still will make sense going forward. We've also talked to some other potential partners in the future that may come around in the future. Those are probably a little longer term. I don't see that happening in 2020, but at this point, the relationship still does make sense for us.
Okay.
Yep.
Mr. Corbett.
Just to remind council that if Ashland were to pull out, they are, per the contract, have to give us a 2-year notice. So we'll see it coming. We'll have plenty of time to plan when Ashland.
I believe
if they
the writing is on the wall for that, though. I'd just be very candid.
But they will. Yep. We will have 2-year notice, though.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Did you have something?
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, it states in here that you want to negotiate dispatching services with subdivisions. Are you talking about, like, if WERCOG right now, we're members with that, wouldn't they negotiate with them?
That's the only ones we're talking about. I don't like the way it's worded. I wanted to reword it, and I didn't get a chance before we put it back on. Yeah. It's strictly with the WERCOG. We don't provide dispatch. The city doesn't supply dispatch services to anyone at this point. WERCOG does all that. We would not do that. The WERCOG does all that currently. No, the way it's worded is not
so
good.
So that term really shouldn't apply at this
point. It needs tweaked, honestly.
Cleaned up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this morning I didn't know why they would negotiate with us and they end up the same entity that we're with. And
not at all. Yeah, we're out of the dispatch game altogether other than, than being a member, if you will.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Any other comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shute.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
I move resolution 4619 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ordinance E19. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Ordinance E19, an ordinance amending Part 11 Planning and Zoning Code of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Warrville, Ohio.
This is one we had a meeting on last week. We've got an in-stick booklet to go along with it. Were there any of you that were not here for that meeting? I think everyone was here. Does anyone have any questions after you've had a chance to look through the booklet? If so, Mrs. Ensley is here, and I hope she'll know the answers.
If I may, Mr. President?
Yes,
you also get two more opportunities to ask those as well, obviously.
Okay, if first
reading. Next reading, though, we do plan to have a public hearing as well. That's a requirement of any kind of zone code changes. We also have asked Pogemeyer to be here to give a presentation for those folks that, and hopefully Armstrong is able to attend that one. That way, folks at home are able to kind of get updated as well on what some of the changes are as well. So
it's a good idea.
Yep.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions at this time? If not, it will go to second reading. And anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight?
I have one thing.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Beckett, if you have time, I'd like to continue the conversation about the yard sale maybe tomorrow even, if you're able to do that.
Sure.
So, yeah.
I'll get with you afterwards and
okay.
Set up a time.
Yeah, that'd be good. Thank you. And don't forget to vote, everybody.
That's right. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Good luck, all of you.
Anyone else? And for one last item, Mr. Corkman.
I move we adjourn.
Second,
Mr. Wilson.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Junior?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, our meeting is now adjourned.
I know the taxpayers' dollars came.